So our next session is pulling an adjustment out of your hat, and it is with Catherine Mautino. She is the owner of her own firm, Catherine S. Mautino. She's a certified specialist in immigration and nationality law at the State Bar of California and has held that specialization since 1998. She has over 60 scholarly articles and publications on various aspects of immigration law. She speaks English, Spanish, and Swedish and Finnish. So maybe she'll do some of that while she's up here as well, too. So.
Well, good morning, everybody. I thank you again for the second opportunity to talk to you. I wanted to explain slightly the title I gave to this slide, Becoming Water. It's based on a quote from the former Attorney General, Jeff Sessions, when he was addressing immigration judges who were just passing their final thing, and the quote is in my materials, but basically it's good attorneys are like water seeping around an earthen dam. You know, they look for every way that they can to assist their clients. And I own that. Absolutely. That's my job. We are here to solve problems. If you are in immigration law, we are looking for solutions. And sometimes somebody comes into your office and they say, this is what I want to do. How can I do it? And it's our job to say, well, I can't get you there directly, but if we go off here to the left and then over to the right and then down the center, we'll get you very close to where you want to be. Okay. So we're going to talk briefly about some of the special ways that people can adjust status, they can get a green card, where you may not expect it to happen. So we're going to talk about Western Hemisphere cases. We're going to follow up with the previous panel on 245I. I have a slightly different perspective, but 245I is so complicated that I find if people approach it from different ways, something clicks. We're going to talk about parole in place, the Child Status Protection Act, and mention briefly a few of the other programs, but not all, that exist out there. So as immigration professionals, the thing that you can do best to help your clients is to try and stay on top of the news. It doesn't mean you have to memorize everything, but if you know, hey, there was recently a law that benefited people from Haiti, or people from Nicaragua, or people from Venezuela, there is a new adjustment to this law, then when that person comes in and you ask all the questions about who are they, what do they want to do, you can go and look it up, okay? I'm not expecting that anybody who listens to me today is going to understand Western Hemisphere. But if you go, hey, wait a minute, you're telling me that your father applied for immigration from Canada to the U.S., but he didn't like it and he went back, let's get some information, let's look at the material, let's call me. You can always do that. You can give me a call, send me an email, do my best to respond as quickly as possible. So we're there. We're resources, so feel free to use us. So I'm going to start with Western Hemisphere, okay? Why look into it? Well, what I find is when you find one of them, you typically find more. Why? If you find this one person who comes in, oftentimes, their brothers and sisters qualify. A lot of families are very close, and you find that their cousins qualify as well. So if you're on the lookout for them, you're not going to help everybody, but you may help one or two people in the process. Okay. So This is a very simplified background to Western Hemisphere.